from Storyflow Daily. Fin Food Brief: Eater's Best 38 London Restaurants. Deans brings the British pub to New York City, and restaurants enter their blue period. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Food. I'm Finn, the reference guide every London restaurant inquiry should anchor on. Eater's 38 Best London Restaurants, according to Eater's local dining expert. The piece has been compiled and iterated over a decade. The framing is right. London's food scene now spans dim sum, Sunday roasts, curries, pizza, cynosure, rabbits, banh mi, yuvan, pepper pot, sweetbread suya, and natural wine. The piece is one of the strongest contemporary arguments that London competes with Tokyo, Mexico City, and New York at the top of global dining. It's a document worth bookmarking if you travel for work or food. The New York City opening worth your reservation app per Eater. Chef Jess Shadbolt and co-owner Anishi King opened Deans, a classic British pub right next door to their Soho Bistro. Standout dishes: Stargazy Pie, a pot pie with a whole fish head gazing up from the crust, classic fish and chips, plenty of Guinness served in pints and also in shot glasses as oyster chasers. The cultural reading: post-pandemic London, New York City dining cross-pollination is genuinely producing original work rather than diaspora cuisine pastiche. Deans is the most fully realized version of that exchange this year. The design and food trend Eater articulated well. Restaurants are in their blue period. The Brooklyn restaurant Margot opened in eye-catching blue at a busier intersection. LA's now infamous Horses had a shock of Eve Klein blue on Sunset. The pattern across new openings: blue as primary and secondary brand color has overtaken the white and warm wood neutral that defined the prior decade. Worth flagging if you're consulting on restaurant brand identity in 2026. The hospitality case study every operator should read. Eater's interview with someone running cafes inside climbing gyms, part of a three-part series on Third Spaces. The challenges of maintaining a cafe/bar/restaurant inside a non-traditional anchor venue, gym, bookstore, library are real, but the customer acquisition math is structurally better than freestanding spaces in many markets. If you're underwriting a non-traditional hospitality concept, the piece is required reading. And the lighter but useful piece: Eater's Best Mother's Day Gifts for a Discerning, Food-Loving Mom. The framing isn't precious about it. The recommendations are concrete. Worth a read before Sunday. That's your Storyflow Daily Food. Sources in the notes. Finn out.